You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who writes checks his mouth can't cash, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back. Oh, man. Hour number one of 2026 in the books. Is it driving you crazy, Conrad, that I keep referencing the new year and our first show in the new year?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, buddy. We got one more day. This is it.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you can say it. I'm not going to, like, get upset if you keep saying Happy New Year into no alcohol January.
Yes. What if I just say it every time I turn on my mic? Would you like that?
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
There's two things at play here. I think it's funny when people beat a joke into the ground ad nauseum. Like, honest to God, my buddy Pete Moore used to be great at that. On the other hand, people might go, please never let Conrad talk again. So you have to deal with the repercussions. And if you're fine with that, I'm fine with that, too.
Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, buddy. Hey, it's great to have you here, folks. We are back on the air after a couple short breaks. And we kept our chops fresh and flexed those radio muscles a little bit between New Year's and Christmas. But now it is, they used to call it in church, ordinary time. Like when there wasn't a holiday, the priest would say, this is the fourth week of ordinary time. And I feel like that's what we're embarking on right now. Really, honestly, if you look at it that way, it could be a little depressing. Like, what is the next thing you're looking forward to?
Happy New Year. I'm going to say the next thing I'm looking forward to is getting Sawbucks.
Getting Sawbucks? Okay.
Okay, I'm stopping now.
Now, you bailed too quickly, buddy. You got to keep going with the Sawbucks. And I do have Dom on the line. He was about to take over, but...
I say the next thing I'm looking forward to is, I mean, obviously football.
Playoff football.
But the biggest thing this year for me is it's every year. It's March Madness.
More than the Super Bowl?
Yes, because the Packers aren't in it usually. So.
Well, March Madness, I agree. There's nothing like March Madness. It is just the most electrifying.
Yes.
And, you know, occasionally you have those years where there are not a lot of upsets, but typically there are upsets galore. It's a lot of pressure on these teams, and good teams lose. And I agree with you. That is something to look forward to. That's 3 months away, though. You might want to put something else in your dance card in between.
Well, you know, it's the time. I mean, basketball, obviously, NBA is in full swing. And this is the only actual, like, sport that I love All-Star Weekend, too. And I believe that's, like, the second week of February.
Yeah.
Because they actually put time and effort into it. Like, oh, they're going to do a dunk contest. They're going to do, a three-point. They actually have a game where they try to change it up every year because, like, oh, last year didn't work, so we're going to try something different this year. And I feel like no other sports do that well because they just keep it the same every year. Like, the NFL, I think Pro Bowl weekend sucks.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's awful. I never watched it anymore.
I'm with you, but I have to say, like, in the NBA, I kind of stopped watching those All-Star games. It was like the final score was like 210 to 190. You know, like, come on.
That's why I like it. Because still, they will, you know, maybe in the first, you know, second quarter, they'll let them do some cool stuff. And then it's like, oh, we need to reach this goal.
Yeah.
And then they'll actually start playing defense. And then it gets really fun.
You know what they should do? Like, didn't baseball do this where they said the winner of the All-Star game, I think, has home field advantage in the World Series? Like, I could see that makes the All-Star game something to play for, or there's a relevancy there.
Yeah, I mean, they do it for charities, I believe.
Okay.
Where whatever team wins, they send more money off to their charity of their choice.
Okay, that's good too.
Which is great. I mean, they obviously want to play for that. And they have some of those kids that are part or whatever it is, like sitting courtside,
yeah,
as a constant reminder for him to play well and
that's
play
true.
Hard.
That's true. It wouldn't kill him to play hard for Pete Chwaba, though, either.
For Nightlight?
Yeah, you never know. Hey, folks, if you missed the first hour of the show, it is available at civicmedia.us. We talked to Laura Arrico. She has a great story. Laura Errico is 49 or 48 years old and pregnant with her late husband's baby. Her husband passed away 10 years ago. Very sad ordeal. And she cared for him. And she just thought her biological clock, I guess, for lack of a better cliche, is ticking. And so she used her husband's frozen sperm to become pregnant at 48. Really incredible story. And she is a pretty dynamic person. We've dealt with Laura here on Nightlight. She's found us some guests. She has a PR firm and has hooked us up with some really fun people to talk to. So we're pulling for Laura, obviously, and she was really fun to talk to. But a really incredible story. So check that out on the podcast at civicmedia.us if you're so inclined. We talked about Stranger Things in the first hour. And we got a Couch Potato movie review.
Yes.
Two of them, actually, which I love getting those.
This is actually not a couch potato. It's a movie seat potato. Because they went to the theaters.
Depends
to
where
see
you
it.
See it. There are some pretty
stadium seats.
Stadium like, sitting potato.
Yes, like that. That's what I am because of my right. The theater that was close to me on the east side here.
Absolutely. But we talked a little bit about Stranger Things. We can go into that a little bit later if we have more time. But we've got some Bears and Packers talk coming up in just a few minutes. And the Doctors in Recital will be here at 6:35 at the bottom of the hour after the news. They will be in the studio filling the Nightlight studio with song as they so often do. And they are so fun to listen to. They're just so talented. Great show coming up later in January with the Doctors of Recital. All the proceeds go to, as Conrad just mentioned, charity. And there will be no dunking, but there will be singing. It's going to be a really fun show. They put this together every year with some of the most talented doctors and people in the medical profession. They do it every year, every January, and they raise a lot of money for, pardon me, very good causes. And then in hour number three at 7:35, comedian Dana Ehrman will be here. Dana is very funny and a Wisconsin native, and we have a lot to talk to Dana about. So she'll be here in hour number three. Pardon me. And right now, Con, I think we need to reintroduce our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your New Year's resolution? It is a new year, folks. We have a chance to start fresh. If we want to get a redo on something in our life or something we... Maybe it's a continuation of a resolution you made in 2025 that didn't go all that well. Conrad, to his credit, had a very successful 2025 going to the gym. He slacked off a little bit at the end of the year for a couple
weeks.
I think that's acceptable, though.
Yes. It's my first New Year's resolution I think I actually stuck with for the first one. Because usually it was, I mean, I've had the same one for, I don't know how many years, but.
You're very resolute. I don't even remember what mine was last year. I probably said I just want to eat better. Something vague is not the way to go. You got to do something specific. And my problem is, you know, I just don't hone in on it enough. I think I have to do that. But this year I am giving up. We're going to try to give up. High fructose corn syrup.
I mean, that's a great one. It's not good for you, so it's great
it's
to get that out.
For you. I'm going to start small, and then I'm going to add other things as the year goes on. That is my goal here on January 5th.
I do have, so the gym one, you know, it's kind of, that's one that I'm just going to keep for the rest of my life, I think. Just keep going
as
to the gym.
As an automatic?
But my actual one is to stop spending money at a gas station. Like, I'll get gas, and then I go inside, and I'm like, oh, I could use a protein bar right now. And it's like $4 there.
It's true. It's like literally like the money... It's burning a hole in your pocket. And that's for a reason. People just love to spend money. Oh, I should buy that. I should get that. Like last night, this is a perfect example. I went out to Walmart. My daughter and I were driving around running errands. And we switched our bedroom around a little bit. The outlet is very difficult to get to. So I needed a power strip with a little bit longer cord. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I'm going to get this because I don't want to have to reach behind the bed, yada, yada. I get home. I already have a power strip with the same length cord. Like, I spent money to spend it, and that's so stupid.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm with you.
It's like maybe eating out, too, as well. Like, just eating out and spending money at, like, gas stations or when I'm going to the grocery store and buying something that's not, like, what I need right now.
No, absolutely. That's actually a great resolution. So tell us what yours is, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app Or if you're watching the radio on the stream, drop us a stream comment at YouTube, Facebook, or X, and give us a like or a follow if you're so inclined, if you're on any of the aforementioned platforms. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm really torn here because I think I told you this off the air. I'm thinking about driving to Chicago this weekend. Real quick trip. Maybe do the Amtrak from Milwaukee to take some of the driving away. I don't know. I'm trying to make it as easy as possible.
Yeah.
But I live in an area that is not easy to get to. Marinette is a tough.
Yeah.
You know, we're an hour from the Green Bay Airport. The Green Bay Airport doesn't always have the flight you want, though.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to go to Appleton. Sometimes they don't. More often than not, we end up flying out of Milwaukee. So
I mean, it's always cheaper out of Milwaukee, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know I chose to live in a very remote area, which has its advantages and disadvantages. But we might go to Chicago. And, you know, I'll see what kind of tickets I can score for the Bears-Packers game. But, like, I don't know. If worse comes to worse and I end up... Because I watch a lot of these games with Packer fans.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be fun. I don't even remember what it's like just to watch it with Bears fans.
Yeah, I mean, that's you can take the Amtrak from Marinette, right?
No. No, I have to take a bus that will route me through Escanaba, Michigan and Sault Ste. Marie. Then it comes back around down south. No, there's no easy way. I'll have to drive, but I love trains.
The Amtrak's fun.
It's great.
Yeah. I mean, that takes that, you know, heavy Chicago traffic out of the picture kind of too, you know?
Absolutely. And I'm at a point where I'm just done with, I don't even like factory traffic in Marinette. Like at 3 o'clock when the factories get out, I could sit there for 10 minutes and I don't even like that. So if I can ride on a train and look at my phone and you know what, at the end of the day, by the time you factor in tolls and parking, you stay at a hotel downtown.
Yeah.
It's going to be $80 or maybe go spot here. You're still going to spend money. So maybe mm-hmm. the Amtrak is the way to go, but I don't know. I need to figure this out. It's going to be 40 degrees supposedly in Chicago on Saturday night, at least now, but it might rain. But tickets right now are about $500 a pop, and I'm not going to do $500 a pop.
No. I mean, just going to a sports bar and getting some food, enjoying your time with the family, and
just a long way to go to a bar.
That is true.
Especially if they lose, that's when I'll go ballistic.
I mean, if you really want the atmosphere of other Bears fans, you're definitely going to have to go. I don't know if I don't know where there's a Bears bar around here.
There aren't. You told me. They closed.
Yes.
There was a Bear Packer.
And it wasn't really because it was divided.
We're going to be talking about this all throughout the week, folks. I think it's so fun. And we've been kind of gifted another Packers-Bears week. We've already had some fun talks about it. We had the guys from Make the Call on a couple weeks ago. We've talked a lot about this with Mike Clemens. Mike will be on the show later in the week as well to talk some Bears Packers, but another fun week to kick off our January, right? Do you have a prediction, Con?
I believe the Packers will win.
Really? That's a gutsy call from the homer.
Yes, I believe in Jordan Love.
Honestly, as a fan, I know you want the Packers to win, but as you're also a sports journalist, you're picking the Packers.
Yes, okay. I am.
Wow.
I think we've had two games now. Both teams know what our weaknesses are and stuff like that. And, I mean, last game we kind of did stop the run a little bit. So this next time, we added a cornerback. That's lovely because Nixon sucks. So.
Yeah. Is that who he's going to replace?
Well, Nixon's going to be cornerback two now.
Right, but you can have... Okay. Gotcha. All right, we're coming back. We'll talk a little more Bears-Packers. We're also going to read your texts, folks. What is your New Year's resolution? Join the fun. Join the show. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Never mind.
Say you fear I'll change my mind.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. The Doctors in Recital will be here after the news, which is coming up in just about 8 minutes. They will fill our Nightlight studios with song, as they always do. Chris and Paul Piet and Kim Shevchek Chef Chick from the Doctors in Recital, a really cool show that takes place every January here in Green Bay. We'll tell you all about it when they roll in. And then Dana Ehrman will be here in hour number three. Very funny, Wisconsin native and hilarious comedian. Our question of the night is, what is your New Year's resolution? Got some social media responses here. Mike on the social Facebook actually says, it doesn't matter, I broke it already. Oh, there's the spirit, Mike. There you go. Another Mike, Mike Mercury, says, same ones as last year. Okay, some serious vague responses. I'm going to guess Mike Mercury's was to write more Substack articles. And he did pretty well with it last year. So good luck with that, Mike. Amanda Nimmer, one of the producers here at WGBW, says, I don't do resolutions. They set you up for failure. Only one. Okay, and then Bill Mode or Modi says beer. Now that's a resolution. But he's not saying if he wants to drink more or less. So I don't know what to do with that.
Is he brewing his own?
Right. Or maybe he just wants to save beer as much as possible. I have no idea. We have a phone call coming.
Yeah, Ollie from the North Woods.
Ollie from the North Woods. Happy New Year, Ollie. How are you?
Well, Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I'm doing fine. Glad to be home. That's my New Year's resolution, is to stay healthy. I was in the hospital for a bit.
And oh, no.
In rehab. And I missed the Jimmies, and I was so sad to have to miss their show in Hayward.
The Jimmies. But, okay. Is that a band?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
They were going to play at the Park Theater in Hayward.
I think we talked about that. That's right. Okay.
Yes,
well,
did.
I'm sorry you missed that as well.
Well, so my New Year's resolution is to get healthier and stay in my little cabin.
Well, I think that's a great and an attainable New Year's resolution too, right? Because your health is important and you got a roof over your head. And I think you should add to that, Ollie, call Nightlight with Peach Wabba more often.
I would. I'll tell you, I sure missed it. And there was no radio, and I tried using a friend's phone. And I see they had lots of changes, but I just didn't get in on the show. So I wish you guys a happy new year, too, even though it's getting late to say it.
No, it's not. Never from Ollie. It's great to hear from you anytime, Ollie. And glad you're on the mend. And thank you for the call tonight. Have a great evening.
Okay, you guys take care.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Thank you very much. That's Ollie from the... And Ollie, if you can get your hands on a computer, they are not a fad. They are here to stay. Check out the Nightlight podcast. They're all cataloged at civicmedia.us. You can catch up. I was wondering, you know, we hadn't heard from Ollie in a while, and I was kind of wondering if everything was okay. So I'm glad she called. Brett from Brown Deer on the text line says, my New Year's resolution is to smoke more weed. It makes me nicer. That's fantastic.
That's great.
Now, if he had said, like, do more meth, I would have been a little...
That would have been, you know, a little bit of a red flag, maybe.
Time for a phone call. Yeah, exactly. So, thank you, Brett. I hope you're successful. John from Columbia County says, no resolution. Live your life. F them.
All right.
He doesn't have a resolution, but he sounds resolute. How many times am I going to make that joke tonight?
I think we're at, like, five.
Yeah, we got a ways
counter.
To go. Got a ways to go. Monica from the 608 says, I was going to stop sweating, but that only lasted 9 hours into January 1st, and I was only awake for about two of those hours. So I decided I should try to be nicer to my sister. She was mad at me by January 3rd and said I was being an insert expletive here. So I have some work ahead of me. Monica's kind of a pistol. I don't know if you notice that, Con. Well, Monica, it sounds like you have a lot going on. And our guest in hour number one, Laura Errico, her story would make a great movie. It sounds like Monica's got like kind of a reality show percolating there with her own family. Thank you, Monica from Mount Horeb, for the text. And have a great night. And I hope everything gets worked out. Because there's some bah humbuggers here tonight, Conrad. Some people don't want anything to do with resolutions. They kind of poo-poo them, so to speak.
Happy New Year's.
Yeah. Maybe be, I almost made a really bad poo-poo joke. All right, the 608, the NBA has first and second-year players in all All-Star game.
Yes, they do.
What does that mean?
So, I mean, like last year, they did like a tournament kind of format. I think they're doing it this year again, actually, where they had the like the Rising Stars as one of the teams. So the Rising Stars is the day before the dunk contest and all that stuff. Yeah. And it's a tournament, and whatever team wins goes to the All-Star game in their tournament.
All right, cool.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the text, 608. Monica did clarify. She texted back and said, that was supposed to be swearing, not sweating. That makes a big difference, Monica. So now I want to read the text again. She says, I was going to stop swearing. Why would anyone ever do that? Swearing is just too much fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
She says, but that only lasted 9 hours. So I'm like, in my head, I'm going, what made her sweat 9 hours into day one of 2026.
She must live in my old apartment.
Your old apartment, yeah. She signed a lease on December 31st. She says, I was only awake for about 2 of those hours. And she still could not swear. So, I mean, you swear, big deal. Right, Monica? Anyway, yeah, family will make you swear sometimes. So thank you for the clarification, though. So, all right, so I'm going to predict. I don't know what to predict. Maybe I'm going to hold off because this... You know, it's so weird. Like, as a Bear fan, the whole season has been a success. It was a huge turnaround. But losing to the Packers in Game 3, as a Bear fan, would just be like, ugh, I mean, it's still a good year, but that's not a way to go out.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Jordan Love healthy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're coming right back, folks. The news is up next, and then the studio will be filled with song. The Doctors in Recital are here. It is great to have you with me. Happy New Year, everybody. It's 2026. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Welcome back. Sometimes if I really like the song when we come out of break, I'll kind of take my time talking so I can hear more of the song.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Does that make sense? Honestly, Carole King I love, but if I hear Carole King one more time, Con.
Ooh.
Well, no, I'm going to play the song and I'm not going to put your mic on, though.
Dom, stay on standby. That's all I'm saying. Tom's like, what? What did I do? I kid Conrad because he loves Carole King. Did I introduce Carole you King's to her? Great. Did you know about her?
That song's great. I didn't know about song.
She's
I think
fantastic.
I heard that maybe on like TikTok or something, and I never expanded into it, actually.
She's got her whole cat. You should celebrate her whole catalog. Mm-hmm. She's great, honestly.
Tomorrow, we're going to have a whole new lineup of music, and it's all Carole King.
We are not doing that, Conrad. Thank you for the suggestion. Hey, this is exciting, folks, because... some of my favorites are here. They're missing their third, I almost called the her third chair. Wheel, but that would not be appropriate.
No, I think I'm the third wheel.
No.
So we're missing
the
second wheel.
I'm the third wheel.
One of you is definitely the third wheel. It is not Chris Piott, who is not here.
She is definitely not.
No, she's the main wheel.
No one would ever call her a third wheel.
I know. Don't tell her I said that. Mm-mm.
Sometimes I'm called the squeaky wheel.
We've got a group representing the Doctors in Recital. They are here quite often, and I love when they come to the studio. Kim Shefchik is here and Paul Piott. Chris Piott, one of our other regulars here, is not here tonight, and she is missed. But I appreciate you guys coming in and representing the Doctors in Recital, a really outstanding group with a big show coming up.
Yay!
How are you guys?
Great.
Yeah? Did you have good holidays?
It was really nice. I feel like it was the first like holiday with my son home from college. And got to be... joining the ranks of those people that I swore I'd never be, where you're like, oh, whatever, it won't be a big deal when they come home, and then you just fawn over them like, oh, I miss you so much, and it's kind of obnoxious.
Was there an adjustment period, Kim, or was it like he just never left?
No, there was an adjustment, because it's like you are used to having a little bit of like, okay, everybody, well, you know how it is, because he has two boys.
But I
want to
hear your story because you're on a little bit of a delay. So
yeah,
I'm going to hear what's going for you.
Giggling over there. Because
I know where she's going with this.
Well, the advantage of my son is I think, you know, he's in a smaller space. And so he only had so many piles of clothes he could bring. So all of his dirty laundry could only fit in one giant knapsack.
Satchel.
But that, you know, they come home, they dump. And then they just kind of take a nap for 4 days.
Yeah. And that's okay because they're working hard, right? Like we had this dilemma. I was going to go see Frank Herman's show at the Meyer. Well, we did that last year. My whole family met here. We went. It was a blast. This year, my daughter, who is also in musical theater, got sick. And we kept her, the good parents that we are, we said, stay there for two more days because nobody here wants to get sick.
Yeah. We don't want you.
We love you, but stay there.
Exactly. So she actually kind of offered, but we took her up on it. And it was just like, we're wearing masks in the car. I can't get sick. I don't want the flu. You know, and she had a flu shot and still got sick.
Yes. My son had the flu too during finals. Really? It was just hitting the college campuses hard.
So is he still home? How long is his break?
He's home for another week and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So you get that good quality. Yeah. That's very exciting.
Right about the time you're kind of getting sick of them being home again, they leave. It's kind of cool, actually.
Mm-hmm. Would it be really crummy if I tried to talk my daughter into going back early after we told her to stay at school? After everybody
I think that's sending a message.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I mean, if you want to send that message,
no.
You can send that message. But
I love my
girl. They start next week already, I think, right?
I think it's the 20th or something like that.
Okay.
And what about you, Paul? You got, you're not empty nesters. You still have kids.
Yeah, they're both in college.
Oh, they both are. Okay. Yep.
So same kind of thing. They come back from college. They, you know, the laundry bomb goes off.
Yeah.
It's just everywhere. Our home isn't super big, so when the two of them come, it's like they take over.
Yeah.
I don't think they're even trying to do that. It just naturally happens. Right. Yeah, you start fighting over the common spaces really quick.
It's so weird because, like, I get frustrated because, like, it's just my wife and I most of the time, so the dishes are, it's one dish. You know, I'm so pathetic at 1 a.m. wiping my dish and putting it away. And then they get home and there's stuff everywhere.
Yep. Yep.
And my first instinct goes, hey, guys, can you clean up? And then I'm like, I don't care. I love that they're home.
Yep.
Yeah.
I really don't care.
You
know, is that like that for you, Conrad, when you visit your parents?
I mean, not really.
He still gets grounded.
When I go back and visit, they just like to have the company and be back there. So.
And that's important. That's great.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad things are going well for both of you two third wheels. And it's fun to have you here. Tell us about what is going on with Doctors in Recital. How are things going? It's right around the corner.
Right. Yeah. So Saturday the 24th at the Widener. This month, just coming up in like, oh my God, 3 weeks. We have our house band rehearsal coming up. That's going to be really exciting. So we do a nice... rehearsal with the house band at East, and then there's a dress rehearsal the Friday night before, and that's when a lot of us get to see some of it for the very first time. But I've heard we had a few different acts rehearse at the Piatt's house over the holidays, and it was, I mean, there are some really good groups this year. There's some new folks that are involved, but you know, your usual variety show, we've got vocals, we've got jazz, we've got just got a wide variety. What did you hear that you thought was interesting coming up, Paul?
Well, some of it was like older music too. There was some from like the 60s.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yep. What were the ladies singing? That was kind of fun.
Postman. Mr. Postman.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a fun song.
Yep. It's super fun.
So yeah, a bunch of different stuff. The gospel piece was excellent.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Mark Ringwalski is a gospel singer, and he hits notes that I can't hit.
Yeah.
Really?
He's just like up there, and it's amazing.
You know what's funny? You just mentioned that name. I just picked random people off the website.
And I
was going to say, like, give me a tidbit about this person, because I think we did that last year. I picked someone, and I almost picked her again this year, and she was like a Miss America thing, and she's also a surgeon.
Tina Sauerhammer.
She's been playing
slacker.
The cello since she was in utero. Yeah. I mean, just like all these.
I know.
We'll do that.
Dr. Ringwalski he retired from medicine. He's an occupational health physician, and he retired from medicine to become a touring gospel singer. Legit. And he now does that as his job and life's work. And he and his wife have traveled the country, actually the world. But he always comes back for Doctors in Recital and sings a gospel tune with us. There's going to be a choir backing him up and strings. We've got, it's a pretty big number, his song.
I think strings are my favorite. I think just whenever I listen to classical music, I never get tired of strings. I could keep them on forever.
We have a violinist in the show. He is I believe, an anesthesiologist, but he's also a PhD music performance violinist.
Come on.
And yeah, he's just a slacker too.
I just
and
can't,
he's
how do
playing
you talk
a,
to people
he's
like
playing
that?
A violin concerto with Dr. Chun accompanying him on the piano. I'm pretty sure everyone's just gonna like pick their jaws off the floor when they're done.
And here we are at Nightlight every night. I'm like, oh, do I talk about the Twinkie anniversary or what? And
of people course are like, you do. That's yeah. also very cool.
Because that's important for the rest of us who don't have 14 degrees.
All right. Yes. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate yes. that. Kim, I did notice, this is funny. I'm not used to seeing you, you know, you have this beautiful headshot and you just come in here and you're pretty casual. Sometimes you got your tags on.
Well, like, I know I took my lanyard off today.
Yeah. And I clicked on yours and it said Kim Shevchik. I'm like, oh yeah, I know her.
Like, you're like, oh yeah, that girl.
So it was nice to see an actual headshot, but you refer to your family members or your children as band members.
Well, of course.
Okay.
The OG.
How do they feel about that?
You know, it's funny. I do have this secret dream that they do know is a secret dream that someday they'll perform with me. But we did actually get
a
little bit going on last summer where they came up and sang. They both play instruments. Wouldn't it be great if we actually had mm-hmm. a band? But it was just kind of a euphemism for their, you know, they're my fans. Great.
And I think anything to encourage music in the house is fantastic.
Absolutely,
too.
So absolutely.
Is there a theme to this year's show? It's the 24th, as you mentioned, at the Widener. Great place to see a show, too, by the way.
It's a beautiful place. There's not like a theme to the music or the variety, but the theme is always music, making a difference by making music.
Okay.
And our Making a Difference this year is focused on some hunger, helping end hunger in our communities. So we have four different food banks that we're raising money for. And then we always support music education. So we have two music education programs with some local high schools in the area. So it's just a lot of like bringing people together of a hodgepodge of healthcare professionals, putting on a show, and Lucinda Roberts, our executive producer, weaves it together with a story. And then we have an MC. Oh my goodness. I cannot think of his name. Dr. Paulson from St. Norbert College. He does a lot of fun dad jokes. You would appreciate his humor, I'm sure. And he ties it together too with some fun little anecdotes throughout the show, you know, as filler in between.
Yeah.
But it's pretty pretty efficiently run. The stage crew does a great job of weaving it all together somehow every year.
I'm trying not to be offended, Kim, that you said I would love the dad jokes.
I think you're a dad joke guy.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I do.
That's like
a am step I wrong? Above.
I think so.
That's I'm like a dad step joke above.
Am I wrong?
Is there something wrong with that?
Yeah, I like dad. I appreciate dad jokes.
I mean, if you had said knock knock jokes, I might have Pete.
Oh,
this
I think
guy.
Dad jokes are above knock knock.
Yeah, I mean,
don't you think?
I prefer a good pun to.
Okay.
Like I'm not good at
if it's a somewhat cheesy dad joke with some pun going on, that's a good thing. That's
yeah, fair. I'm not good at any jokes. I always screw up jokes.
You could never offend me anyway. I'm just all right.
Now
so,
I feel like that's a challenge.
Let's see what you can do. Next time you come in, we'll see what we So my guests are Kim Shevchik and Paul Piat. They are here representing the Doctors in a Recital. A great show for a great cause that happens January 24th, 2026. 2026, Conrad.
I know.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And so that is what everyone's resolution should be. Where should people get, where can people get tickets? Are there still tickets?
There are still tickets. Okay. You can get them online through the Widener. They're doing their own internal ticketing this year. So www.widenercenter.com, or you can go to the door. We'll have tickets available
at
the door.
And how much are they?
They kind of range, essentially, depending on where you're sitting. I believe the starting is around $25. And then... And up is kind of how they're phrasing it.
What is the uppest it goes?
I think the uppest is like 40 because that's like front orchestra kind of level seating. I know that, you know, when we looked at trying to keep it affordable for our attendees, we decided to kind of have the range pricing so that we don't outprice, you know, our favorite fans.
Yeah.
Who do you have been a lot coming for a long time?
Do you have a lot? Do you recognize people sometimes?
Oh, yes. Okay. There are people who have been coming for the nearly 20 years that we've been doing it. And it's really cute because it's like you have your own little fan club. Like, oh my God, I love you.
Your song was so great this year.
You guys are, I love that you do this and I love that you come in here to promote it because you are both outstanding musicians, as is Chris when she's here. And you brought kids last time in the summer.
Yeah.
We did.
We had, was it Elliot and Tess came along, right?
They were Stevens Point
students.
Yeah,
Elliot sang
Okay.
Sang some Sting, I think.
Yeah.
Fields of Gold.
Mm-hmm. That was fantastic.
We try. We keep prodding them and trying to get them to stay involved. But, you know, when they're home on break, sometimes they just turn into lumps in their beds.
They wanted no part of this tonight. That's what I'm hearing.
Talk about like a band, a family band. The Piat family band should be a thing. And so Paul's brother's super talented. Paul's kids, Paul and Chris and their kids. I mean, yeah, I expect a Piat band in my lifetime.
I am pretty much.
I demand.
I am the weakest link of this whole operation. On. Oh, by far.
See, we've seen and we've heard.
Yeah, you're just that guy, Paul. You're very humble.
No. All of our kids are talented. That's pretty awesome.
That's fantastic.
Well, they're talented, but Paul, you're very talented.
All right. We have to do a very quick break. When we come back, you're going to sing, right?
Well, yeah.
Sure.
He's got the guitar. I figured, why not?
Yeah. I just kind of hold it. I kind of hold it at home, too. I just always hold the guitar, so I look cool.
Doctors and Recital are here. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight. We're coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. Let's cool tonight. Share the spice of life. And it's
life tonight. We're going to tonight. All right, welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. We are starting anew, folks. It is a new year, and but that does not stop us from having guests on the show who have been on here in 2024 and 2025. Sometimes you just can't do any better. We tried to find better musicians, honestly, and we could not top you guys. So
honestly,
maybe we shouldn't play and sing tonight. Now the pressure's on.
Paul, just be honest. You've been looking for better radio shows, and you know it, damn it. So,
Icon. Maybe Paul has. I have.
I love you, Pete.
You guys are fantastic. I know. I love having you guys here. And it's just great to have you. So do you, either one of you have New Year's resolutions before we get to a song?
So I felt like this year I was going to try to find like more things that made me feel like a kid again.
Oh, that's interesting. Very specific. I like that, Kim.
Well, it's specific and yet it's not specific.
Yeah.
Like... because
there's room
for
to
example,
grow or fail
for
in
example,
there
and... a really simple way that I did one of them was my password reset at work has to do with that.
With like, feeling like a kid again?
Yeah, because you know how like you make your password and you're like, this is stupid. Like you want to make your password almost this is stupid.
Right.
This is stupid. Asterisk 24/9.
But I put something in my password that reminds me of being a kid again.
Is it Mountain Dew?
No, but good guess. But then every time I type it, I kind of chuckle.
Oh,
it's kind of fun.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that one, but that's not really the intent of the whole resolution.
Oh, that's what about you, Paul? That's a great one.
I didn't really make one this year. Usually, my resolution is the same thing every year: just want to be healthier, yada yada yada. And yeah, you make an effort always, but
right.
I think for me, I just want to try to take a little bit more time for myself. It could be health related. It could just be mental health related. Just like unplugging and not worrying about stuff for a little bit is what I'm going to try to do more of. But it's kind of hard to do that in this lovely world.
I thought it was going
to
be grow a longer beard because I feel like it's longer.
I just trimmed it.
That's trimmed. Wow.
It feels so much fuller.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
If you're watching on the stream, you know. Yeah. Paul's got the rock and the beard. I think all those resolutions are
definitely
great.
Definitely longer than mine.
Because it just gets us to consider new things, even if we don't follow through. I think
what's
that's
yours?
None of your business. You'll appreciate that. Kim, you'll appreciate this.
On.
Giving Kim a hard time tonight because I feel like we're friends and I can do
yes,
that.
Yes, you can. It's safe.
So mine is giving up high fructose corn syrup.
That's a good one.
That's
someone
a good
in
one.
The, in the, prese- in the professional.
That's a good one. Yeah. That stuff is not good for you.
It's terrible. And I had actual... like the new, I try to go for like the Mexican Cokes if I'm going to drink a Coke.
Oh, Mexican Coke's good.
They're very good. The real sugar makes a difference, but I had it like, I probably over the course of the break had 4 or 5 Cokes with high fruit. And I just was disgusted with myself, you know? So, all right, we've got to get to a song. You guys are here to sing and fill our studios with song. And I love both of you when you sing. It's outstanding. So what are you thinking?
Hopefully the phlegm stays out of the vocal cords. We are going to sing a song that I actually did with the Piats in a previous Doctors in Recital called Feels Like Home.
Okay.
Bonnie Raitt did this. Nice. And then,
yeah.
I don't know if she actually wrote it. Linda Ronstadt
did it. Actually, it's been covered by a lot of people. Actually.
Yeah, it has.
Here's what we'll do. Because we have about 3.5 minutes, Con, to break. Yep. Take us to break. We'll be right back, folks, after the news, if they're not done. And if you're done, we'll throw to break. But either way, take your time. Sing. This is the Doctors in Recital. Kim Shevchik, Paul Piat here singing Bonnie Raitt. I absolutely love it.
Something in your eyes makes me want to lose myself. Makes me want to lose myself in your arms. There's something in your voice makes my heart beat fast. Hope this feeling lasts the rest of my life. If you knew how lonely my life has been, and how long I've felt for so long. If you someone to come along and change my life the way you've done.
Feels like home to me. Feels like home to me.
Feels like I'm all the way back where I come from.
Feels like home to me. Feels like home to me.
Feels like I'm on my way back where I belong. A window breaks down a long dark street, and the sirens wail in the night. But I'm all right, 'cause I have you here with me, and I can almost see through the dark there's a light. If you knew how much the moment means to me, and how long I've waited for your touch. If you knew I'd never love anyone so much.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.